This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There is something deeply unsettling about this case. Yeah, I think we're all feeling it. Not just the fact that a 9-year-old girl has vanished. That's horrifying enough on its own. But the sheer confusion around every piece of this story. Of course, we're talking about the Melody Buzzard case, Ashley, her mom. The silence, the disguises, the strange, sterile phrase the sheriff's office keeps repeating, not directly related in terms of the now arrest of her mother. Because what we're seeing right now in the disappearance of Melody Buzzard isn't just a mystery, it's a collision between reality and denial. A missing child, a mother who won't talk, and a legal system that seems to be speaking in riddles. Let's slow down and pull the threads apart and what is going on right now. Melody Buzzard, 9 years old, from Lompoc, California, described by family as a sweet, quiet, creative little girl who should have been in school, at home, or anywhere other than the crosshairs of a missing persons investigation. Her mother, Ashley Buzzard, is now sitting in jail on a false imprisonment charge. And here's where the confusion starts, because authorities insist that this new charge is not directly related to Melody's disappearance. Charged for something else while your daughter is completely missing. Now, this has happened in other cases. They won't say who the alleged victim was, where it happened, or how long they've known about it. Just that it's a recent incident and that Melody is still missing. That's it. That's the official version of events as we sit here and talk about this right now. But when you line up the timeline and the coincidences, well, they start feeling less like coincidences and more like a roadmap of panic and concealment. October 7th, Ashley rents a white 2024 Chevy Malibu from a Lompoc rental agency. Surveillance footage captures her walking in with Melody, both of them wearing wigs, not fun dress-up day wigs, deliberate concealment wigs. At least that's how it appears. Melody's pulled low under a hood. The mother, looking alert, tense, and purposeful. That's the last clear, confirmed image of the two of them together. What happens next looks less like a family road trip and more like a fugitive's itinerary. Over the next several days, the car moves east through the Mojave into Utah, across towards Colorado. And investigators believe that around October 9th, near the Colorado-Utah border, Melody is last seen. After that, silence. On October 10th, the Malibu is returned to the rental lot in Lompoc. Ashley walks in alone. No child, no credible story about where the child went. Just a quick drop off and a drive home. Then 4 more days go by before anyone even notices the little girl is missing. 4 days. It isn't the mother who reports her gone, it's the school district. They realize Melody hasn't logged into her independent study program and hasn't been seen for an extended period. That's what triggers the welfare check. Then, when deputies arrive, Melody is gone. The mother's there. She isn't cooperating. She won't give answers. And the investigation begins. This is the part where, I guess, in my mind, as a parent who doesn't disappear my children or unalive them, in my mind, if this were to happen to me, like, for whatever reason, I'm just completely denying and not saying anything about where my kid is, and they're not showing up to school and they come check on me, I would think this is the point that you get arrested. I was wrong. You don't. They just go, huh, that's strange. And then they leave you alone for at least a month. They took a little bit more than a month for this woman to actually be arrested. Think of all the things you could do in a month if you're that type of a human being and you're trying to hide something. But that's how long it... And they didn't even arrest her on those charges. On the charges that are relating to her disappearance. So this alone is all very heartbreaking, but when we find out about the wigs, the plate swap, the deliberate disguise, the car that traveled across multiple states and came back with its original California plates, reattached after briefly spotting a New York one, it's not weird. The whole thing seems premeditation, not accident, not confusion, not a spur-of-the-moment decision. It kind of feels like this was planned. And now a month later, we've got a mother under arrest. False imprisonment is the charge. Bail set at $100,000, and the sheriff's office saying it's unrelated. So false imprisonment. Let's talk about what that actually means in real-world investigative language, because it sounds like, you know, she locked somebody up against their will. I mean, to a certain extent, yes. Unrelated doesn't mean irrelevant. It means we can't connect the publicity or the connected publicly yet, I guess would be the better way to say it. It means investigators are running two tracks, one labeled missing child, the other new felony. And behind the scenes, those tracks are likely crossing, yeah, every few minutes. False imprisonment, by definition, is the unlawful restriction of another person's freedom, keeping them from leaving a location. You don't have to chain someone to a wall to qualify either. It can mean just locking a door, blocking a path, using intimidation, threatening harm if they move. It's about control. And how liberally they're using that definition for her arrest, we don't know the answer to that yet. So when the same person being investigated for the disappearance of a child is suddenly arrested for allegedly preventing someone else from leaving a place against their will, that's not just a random footnote. Note, that's a behavioral pattern. That's a control dynamic on full display. Now, could it truly be separate? Sure. But timing is, you know, kind of everything here. The sheriff's office says this was a recent incident. I mean, that is vague, but it tells us it wasn't from years ago. It happened after Melody disappeared. That raises big questions. Who was the victim? A friend, a relative, a stranger, another child? If investigators believe there was zero overlap, they could have handled it quietly. They didn't. They made it public. And this tells me that the arrest isn't just procedural. It is tactical. It gives them leverage. They can question her in custody, execute new warrants, seize new evidence, restrict travel, search devices, and keep her on the radar. It's the good thing to do. In other words, it's pressure. Pressure on a woman who may hold the only real answers about where her daughter actually is. So let's zoom out for a second. What we have right now is a mother who's allegedly gone dark. She isn't talking. Her actions show an intent to conceal. Disguises, fake plates, secrecy, isolation, all allegedly. She has a documented history of limiting Melody's contact with other family members. And now she's accused of controlling someone else's freedom entirely. You don't need an FBI profiler to see the through line. From a behavioral standpoint, it's about isolation. Every move screams, control the environment, control the narrative. It's the same pattern investigators often see in cases where parents cut children off from the outside world. Look at the Daybells. The danger isn't just what happens in that isolation. It's what nobody else sees. The arrest gives investigators something new, too. Probable cause to search deeper, maybe a chance to look through electronic records that could reveal where the car stopped, who she contacted, or what she deleted. Maybe a chance to give testimony from the alleged, or get testimony from the alleged victim of the new case that sheds light on the mindset of mom. What was she doing? What she said about Melody, what she feared, if anything. It gives the public a chance to re-engage, because each time there's a headline like this, it jolts people awake again. Someone who saw that car, that plate, that child, they might finally realize, hey, this kind of matters. Now let's talk about what investigators are actually up against. This isn't a case with an obvious crime scene. There is no confirmed location of an abduction, no verified sighting beyond the 9th, no evidence yet of harm, and this makes it a digital puzzle. Every minute of that road trip has to be basically recreated from scratch. They're going to start with fuel logs and credit card charges, GPS breadcrumbs from the car's infotainment system, cell tower pings, license plate reader hits on interstates, toll data, motel receipts, even tiny things like fast food timestamps. You'd be amazed what can reassemble a timeline. One receipt, one camera angle, one forgotten traffic camera. All of it fits into the puzzle, and it's going to take a little time to put together. The wigs add another layer. Investigators have to determine if they were used to disguise themselves from surveillance or to pass through locations unnoticed or just because they liked wearing wigs. A plate swap, also another big thing you don't normally do. A whole other layer of sophistication. You don't just accidentally change plates in the middle of a trip. In fact, it's kind of illegal. You can't have multiple plates from different states for the same vehicle. Someone bought those replacements. Someone planned for that. That's an indicator of premeditation and an attempt to avoid detection across state lines. Another crime. All of it points to one possibility here. Ashley Buzzard did not want to be found. And she did an absolute shit job at this process. And yet, now she is in custody, facing a felony for imprisoning someone else. If this arrest is what it looks like, a tactical move, investigators may finally be able to keep her contained long enough to unravel what she did in those missing days. But let's not forget what's at the center of all this. A 9-year-old girl who didn't choose any of this. A child whose last appearance on camera was in a wig and a hoodie beside her mother. That's not a costume, that's concealment. Melody's family has said they haven't seen her in years, and there's plenty of questions to go around there. She was kept away, that she wasn't allowed contact. That's the kind of isolation that too often ends in tragedy, not because anyone outside wanted it, but because systems fail to intervene early. Homeschooling, alternative programs, independent studies, all those phrases can mask neglect if no one's actually checking. So yes, this arrest might technically be unrelated, but it's another symptom of a larger pattern, a life of secrecy that swallowed a child whole. If you listen to law enforcement carefully, their words are measured. They aren't saying this is coincidence. They're saying not directly related. There's a world of difference between those two things. One means coincidence, the other means connection. It's just not proven yet, basically. And this is where the public comes in. Every time a case like this drags into week 5, week 6 of public attention, it starts to fade. That's when critical evidence gets missed. Someone along that California to Colorado route may still have dash cam footage, a hotel registry entry, a security clip showing that Malibu with two people inside, maybe one with only one. They may not realize what they are sitting on. Guaranteed, there is a lot people don't realize what they are sitting on. If you drove those highways between October 7th and 10th, look again. Look through your dash cam archives, your Ring notifications, your gas station receipts. If you're there, anything with a timestamp, because every case like this starts with a question and ends because someone somewhere noticed something they didn't even know was there. Right now, the official story is still missing its ending. The child's gone, the mother's behind bars, and the sheriff's office is trying to keep its investigation airtight. Yet there's no neat way to wrap this one. It is chaos wrapped in procedure, wrapped in heartbreak. That part is key. The part that hits hardest is the image of Melody on that camera, that small child disguised, led by someone she trusted who knew what she was doing on her mission, heading out on a trip that no one can now explain. That's the image that stays with you because it says everything. This wasn't random. This wasn't sudden. This was deliberate. So where does that leave us? So it leaves us with one woman facing charges that maybe the threat investigators used to pull the whole thing apart, with the law enforcement team quietly combing through hours of digital evidence, and with the community, maybe a country, trying to understand how a 9-year-old can vanish off the map at the age of total surveillance. There's a clock ticking here, and it's not just about finding Melody alive. It's about how long investigators can hold this story together before the public's attention drifts away. Every day that passes without resolution makes recovery less likely and accountability harder to achieve. If you strip away the polite language, this is what remains. A mother on the run, a child unaccounted for, and a system still catching up. Maybe that's the most tragic part. Not the arrest, not the confusion, but the silence. The absolute quiet where there should be noise, answers, outrage, urgency. But until someone breaks that silence, until the person who knows the truth finally talks, all we have are pieces. A wig, a car, a plate, a timeline, and a little girl whose story is still waiting to be told. And that, more than anything, is what should keep everyone awake tonight. If you know anything, let authorities know. What are your thoughts? What do you think happened? Now that they finally got her arrested on unrelated charges, again, this is... they're doing what they can. For whatever reason, they could not arrest her on the charges of her daughter being missing. That's a whole other conversation. That's the system working as directed, because it's not working well. It needs fixing. That you can't arrest somebody when they're blatantly for a month saying, I'm not going to cooperate with you. I know my child's missing, but you can't do anything to me. That is how our system currently works legally. That's why they needed to find a way in to arrest her. That's why we have the charges we now do. Opens up the door, gets them behind the gate into that broken brain of Ashley Buzzard. She, as far as we know, maintains her innocence on anything to do with the Melody. We do not know the answers to what took place, so it is all up in the air. It's all speculation at this point. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube, please. Tell me what you think. If you're not already there, search us. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube. That's where you'll find us. I'm curious. I'm sure you are too. Tell me your thoughts. And hit subscribe while you're here too. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.